It's not the beer that causes the hangover, it's the waking up. This is the perfect pour.
That's true.
So what you're saying is,
if I just never went to bed, I would never get a hangover, right? That's how it works.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
So what if I just stay in bed? So you're just like pretending you're asleep for the full day.
I just pretend I'm asleep.
You're like, I'm not awake. This is you're like my feet would be on the ground if I'm awake. I'm just in bed. Hangover can. Hangover's just like, what the hell? Come on, dude.
Let's try this thing.
No, it doesn't work. I've tried it. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer and all the things and have fun with you. Hang out and drink as many beers as we can within roughly 2 hours.
Oh.
And talk about beer culture things and listen to listeners call us and say, hey, you're not talking about Denver enough. Fuck you. We're not in Denver. Nobody's ever said that. I said that. I don't know why I started so aggressive. But we're going to do all that stuff. So I hope you're down with that because it's going to happen. And just don't hit stop. Don't ever hit stop. That's the only rule we have on this podcast. Yeah. Don't put us on double speed because it's going to sound like crap if you're talking like this. We're going to talk like this the whole time.
I think the popular one is 1.5.
I think we sound, actually, I would recommend us at 1.2. 1.2 sounds like.
Is it 2.5 or is it?
Because it sounds like normal. It sounds like we know what we're doing at 1.2. It doesn't sound too fast. And it sounds like, oh, they're right on top of things. Boom, 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 boom.
So I don't know what.
Normal speed, we're like.
I don't know what software Dax Shepard uses, but if you listen to his podcast, there's no gaps. So it's like.
There's a way to edit out all the gaps, but I don't like listening.
Like you hear the person's voice overlap where there would have been a slight pause. So sometimes it's more noticeable than others, but it was an interesting way.
I like to over-edit it, obviously.
I wonder how, because it's a 2-hour podcast, so I wonder how much he's like saving. Is it like just a couple of minutes or is it like a half hour?
Some of the podcast apps will do that for you. Like, just like speed up the gaps. But I don't, to me, it doesn't sound right.
I mean, I knew of editing, but I didn't know that was a possibility until I heard a show. And I was like, there's no way that this person's voice can overlap itself with two different topics or something like that. So that's just podcast.
There's your podcasting segment.
Yeah. New segment podcast. We still don't understand them.
Not a podcast. Thing. I've only been doing it for 9 years.
No. Take that, Mark.
Still don't know what's going on. We also have a special guest, new to the show.
Just move that microphone right on in there. Get right on up in there.
I'm on it.
Industry man.
Yeah.
Matt, another Matt. We've added another Matt to the show universe.
Yeah, you could eat. Yeah, there was a Matt last week. Now there's a Matt this week.
Yep. See if you can keep all here. The Matt track.
We're just having a Mattathon.
Mattathon. The number one Matt podcast is The Perfect Pour. Why is that? I don't know. We got all the mats.
You could even go as far as to call him a pro brewer.
Yeah. Industry.
Could.
Yeah.
Tioga Sequoia. Matt, what's your last name, Matt?
Bolden.
Matt Bolden.
Yep.
And we have a professional pro brewer here.
Damn.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Sometimes we stumble into it. No, he doesn't know. He's like, whoa, somebody told me this was the session.
Yeah. Is this the beerist?
Is this the beerist? Because I didn't even know they're in California. That's a new beer.
I know I'm pouring into my big glass, but you guys should definitely take a small pour.
Welcome, Matt.
Why thank you.
Welcome, Matt. New Matt.
New Matt. Thank you very much.
And we're glad you're here to get all your insight, brewing insight.
It's a riff off Justin Timberlake. Because he's bringing sexy back, so they're bringing pale ale.
The
back.
New beer going around the table is, speaking of Fresno beer,
so glad I know that,
is a Crowler from House of Pendragon, a new beer. I think Matt.
Yeah.
This Matt, the cur- where, yeah. the other
I'm,
Matt.
I'm raising my hand, so you know which one you're talking to.
left Matt, so, as far as I'm sitting.
When I'm pretty habitual when it comes to things I do when I go out. It's like I want to play it safe. It's like I don't want to try a new beer and not like it and then be stuck with it. So when I go to Pendragon, I normally just get Lancelot. I just drink Lancelot. I know how many I can drink. I know it's going to be consistent. So I just stick that route. I don't really detour from it. And then somebody put a little taster of this in front of my face and I was like, whoa. And so instead of having my second and third Lancelot, I had a second or I mean a first and a second of this beer.
Ooh, man.
It's really nice.
The aroma is really nice. And now the taste, I'm having the tasting and it's nice.
So
get in there, Nick.
This is pale. Why is it so damn hazy?
It's a Northeast pale.
Oh. Bullshit.
So, so I was looking at the Tioga documents and we have a Northeast pale coming out.
Oh,
copycatters
for September.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but,
I'm bringing pale ale back.
Bringing it back.
That's a nice, good name. Solid name.
Yeah. But I
bringing sexy back. They're bringing pale ale back.
So I mean, not to spoil my Ben Caught drinking, but I'm okay with Ben Caught drinking this.
Nice, it's a good beer. This is the not that I've had all the Pendragons that have been out recently. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. But this is definitely the best one I've had from Pendragon in quite a while. Mm-hmm. Recent memory. And it's so that beer.
Yeah, I think it probably is not something you want to make all the time, but if they made this a couple more times, I would be okay with that. You know, sprinkle it in there.
Every other season. How about an every other seasonal?
But if they were just like, what's a beer we should bring back? They should just put this one in the folder of should bring back.
Because it's in the name.
Oh, yeah, that too.
God damn it.
I set myself up for that one.
I'm not sure where you're going.
Something back.
Back, back.
Bring what back?
Something, dark side. Star Wars reference. Nice. Got one in. There.
Nailed it.
No, got one in. We're good. So, I think we should start off with new Matt here. We haven't been able to ask this question in a while.
Oh, boy.
Which we started the whole fire of internet of this question.
That's right.
Now this question's a variant to everywhere in podcasting. We started it.
First.
What if you were drinking, if you had a crossover from craft beer, from just beer, drinking beer to craft beer, what did you used to drink? And then what was, you would say, your gateway beer into the craft beer?
And the gateway beer you could have hated, but that still could have changed you to be like, oh, I didn't like that. Why would anybody like that? And then you're like, well, but maybe I'll try it again. And then you proceed on into craft.
Okay. I think we started drinking like everyone else, like Coors Light and stuff like that. Yeah. I did a lot of Moose Drool back in the day.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
I still buy that for Becky. It's on the only brown I can get.
Which I really liked.
Forgot of course, about Moose Drool. Like,
some of the gateway beers were Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Oh, yeah.
Moose Drool was a big one for me.
Yeah, I like
love the Moose Drool. And Anchor Steam was one of those, like, I was like, nice. This is disgusting. My friend tried it. And then, like, as your palate changes. This is
disgusting!
I was like, why did I not like that? It was super, super
good. One day you grow up and you're like, hey, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are probably the gateways. And then it just went on from there. I don't know why I'm using my hands.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We're here to see it.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Solid gateways right there. Mm-hmm. I like the Moose Drool. I haven't had a Moose Drool. Before, that's the first Moose Drool reference as a gateway. You're brewing, home brewer, and brewing at Tioga.
Yep.
Have you had anything out that would be your, like, hey, that's mine, I made that, bro?
So far, only one, and it was for Rush Day last year.
Uh-huh.
I did a Golden Coffee Stout.
All right. Oh. I like that one. I like that style. So I remember the Gold Coffee style. Yeah. Not that many of them.
This is my first time doing that. I did it at home, of course, and then I changed it up. I put lactose in it at home, and I decided I wanted to not do that for the
Yoga
version. And I pulled it off. It's called Bold and the Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It's a play on my last name. Yeah. I wanted my name on that board.
We all love getting our names on the board.
That was one we didn't. It was before we were doing graphics for every beer. So I just grabbed a photo from his Facebook and made that the icon. It's like, there we go.
This is what you get.
Now, were
this
you
is how much work we're putting into your logo?
That was your first, how long were you homebrewing before that? Before Tioga? How long have you been homebrewing?
8 or 9 years, probably.
Wow.
Yeah, a good while.
Right. So how did that feel having that? Where people were just walking in and just ordering your beer, not knowing anything. You're like, oh, I'll have that
it beer. It was awesome. Yeah. Like just having my name up there and someone saying, oh, I'll take the Bold and Beautiful. I'm like, well, that's my beer.
You're like, hey, that's my beer.
Yeah.
Do you feel it's like when you have a wedding and you feel obligated to like go to every table and say, how's it going over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel obligated every time somebody buys your beer? Like, hey, enjoying that beer? I made it.
Yeah, I think
thanks for coming out.
Went out of my way to do that though.
You should try this beer.
Yeah, I tried to sell it a lot because I was still working.
Woo, this bowl that's pretty good. Wow!
And they're like, "Wait, that's you in that picture up there on the board."
Oh no, this guy looks like me.
Yeah.
I randomly like this beer because I'm a random person in this tap room.
Yeah, no, it was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Puts the sunglass and mustache on. Ever tried that?
Boy, I have tried that, and it's a damn good beer. I'm emboldened to try it right now. So, I actually had a setup for another question. Now I've forgotten that question. The setup is great. Already.
But was it definitely beer-istry?
No, but I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Off to a good start.
Good job, Mike. Good job, Brain. Thanks, bro.
He'll go back and edit in the question and your answer later. So he won't.
Oh, okay.
All right. He won't do it.
Just take this gap out right here.
Perfect. Okay, I don't work that anyway.
Level test.
Well, that must be rad. I would love to like. Well, you're homebrewing all that time and then like, bam, now you have a beer out there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now I found it. My brain, I found my way to my question I'm trying to build to. So were you on Untappd looking at people, checking in your beer?
I did look through that. Yeah.
Yeah. were you pleased or were you, did you crawl in the corner and like suck your thumb and like, no, why God? Why did I look? Why did I look?
No, I took Kevin Cox's advice and just said, take it with a grain of salt. And if it seems constructive, follow the advice. But like, if it's someone that's like, oh, I don't like this style, blah, 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 one star.
Ignore that person.
Yeah.
So, I like my stouts to be dark, 2 stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
I like more golden in my stouts.
This pale ale tastes like a stout.
Obviously, I took the good reviews and be like, yeah, you're right. And then the bad ones, like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Go back to school, you idiot.
Yeah.
I know more than you.
I feel better. Now I found that.
Found it.
But also, you recently took a trip to Australia.
I did. Spent just over 2 weeks there.
Wow. Did you get a chance to check out the beer scene?
I didn't go to a single brewery while I was
What?
There. I'm just kidding. I feel like I went to like every brewery that was in Australia.
Where? What area of Australia?
We spent a lot of time in Sydney. Okay. And then
heard of it.
Yeah. And then we also went to
Opera House.
Can you point to it?
Opera House.
If I pull up a map, can you point to it?
It's on the right hand side of Australia.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh yeah, so we spent a lot of time in Sydney and then a few days in Cairns, which is like where the Great Barrier Reef is and stuff.
Okay.
And then a mountain trip that's like about
mountains. Yeah, they got mountains over there.
They do. It's like an hour and a half northwest of Sydney. Went up there. But most of the breweries we went to were like the Central Coast area and in Sydney. Probably maybe 12 to 15 breweries.
Wow.
I feel like a good amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what kind of, did you notice any idiosyncrasies with like the tap rooms where, as far as like laws or rules or anything, like they can do this and we can, or they can't do this and we can kind of thing? Or
one of the biggest things was like the way they tax alcohol there. I know it's like they're taxed on the percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of like lower alcohol, beers there. So like more like pale ales are like super popular and they're usually around the like 4.5, 5.5 range. And it was rare to see a beer over 8%. Wow. I feel like
just cause it's just taxed so much.
Yeah. And like they're also required to have a machine that, that can, calculate the alcohol percentage for tax reasons. So they have to run that like almost every time they package, I think. They have to verify the alcohol percentage of their beer. And it's like a really expensive machine. It's like 20 grand or something like that. And they're all required after you make a certain amount of barrels. Mm-hmm. They're required to have that machine. So that's one thing that I noticed. Other than that, it's pretty
basic. Nick was saying how much is the tap? Like how much does it ramp up when the alcohol?
I didn't get that far into it. Like the only reason
must be a lot if they're like taking that serious.
Is it double the price of a pint?
Yeah, that's the thing. Is it the brewery is taxed or is it passed to the consumer?
I think it's a little of both, but like it's the brewery's paying tax on it.
Okay.
Is what the problem is there. Which,
I mean, I guess that's kind of, that's true with, I guess, even over here, you're still taxed on liquid, but I don't think it's by percentage.
I think it's just by volume.
Yeah. I think it's definitely by volume. Yeah.
Well, the other reason I looked that up is because I was wanting to take beer over there, mm-hmm. and you're limited to like 2.25 liters per adult. So it's basically like a 6-pack of pint cans. Mm-hmm. And if you bring more than that, then you have to pay duty on it, which is, and then it's based on the percentage of alcohol that you bring.
So oh, shit.
If you're, jeez. If you bring like
super a case complicated.
Of like, you yeah, bring like, a case of Pliny's, you're paying some hefty fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah, but you're going to be a rock star down you're like, there.
Oh, double IPAs. You
the Pliny's. Did you bring the Elder?
Did, so the breweries that you went to, without knowing, were they relatively old, new? Did they have like old world practices? Like, were they like in like.
A lot of the ones I went to were, fairly new, like within like maybe 5-6 years old, maybe the oldest.
So it wasn't like wooden floors and
no. All that I mean, kinda, there were some cool buildings,
castles like, or something like that.
No, nothing like that. No.
Well, they got castles down there.
I don't know.
Australia is about as old as the U.S., so like, there's not going to be anything crazy old like England or anything like that. But there were some cool buildings, like brick buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of the breweries were like in this one little neighborhood and they actually had this, hop on, hop off tour bus thing. You pay like 10 bucks or something and you can get on and off and go around a good handful, like maybe 5 or 6 breweries.
Well, that's cool.
We didn't do it, but could have.
I said, fuck that.
Well, we had our kids with us. So it's like,
come on, kids.
Yeah.
Let's get on the bus. This will be fun.
Can we put them underneath the bus?
Where are we going, daddy?
Can we put them in the luggage area and we'll get on the bus?
Yeah. I mean, oh, we're going to fun places, son.
You have a big Connect Four on that bus for them?
Do you have cornhole on the bus?
That's cool. I mean, it's like, you know, I had asked because it's just like, even with us only being about, Tioga only being about 8 years old with the brewery, or about 10 years. It was 2010. So, yeah, about 8 to 10 years old. We're in a 100-year-old building, but it's a very... It's not a very crazy old building. It's just brick with a wooden roof.
James Dean's car is buried underneath it. Shh, dear God.
It's a secret.
There, I said it.
Secret.
It's nearby. It's out now.
Nearby. It's not.
It's nearby.
But it's not our building. but okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Damn you.
Nick has got a new beer.
Got the sweaty hands.
With I know, it, Nick. Oh, I know eventually we might have an example of beer. What about beer styles? It's like, this is our version of a West Coast USA IPA or anything like that, or was it just completely their own?
They did have West Coast on labels.
Okay.
You might see one of those later.
Okay.
But like drinking them, I'm on the West Coast, they're trying to mimic, you know, and they don't seem to hop things up quite as high as we do here.
Okay.
I feel like just as confused as our East Coast.
I mean, one of my favorite breweries was an American guy.
West Coast. Well, put like a few more hops in.
Okay.
Partnered with an Australian
sprinkle
guy.
A few more in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he did have that
American. Super West Coast now.
He did have that American influence, you know.
Okay.
But I think it's a lot harder for them to get some of the hops that we get, you know, here and the varieties and stuff. And the hops are just more expensive. So they probably just kind of take it easy for that reason.
But are they able to get New Zealand hops often? Can they trade? They're closer than we are, actually.
Yeah. And a lot of them use New Zealand grown grain too. I noticed.
Wow.
Yeah. Cause it was a bag I've never seen. I'm like, what's that? Oh, that's our grain. You know, mm-hmm. It's like just a brand.
New Zealand Malting Company.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah. But yeah, they do. I saw a lot of New Zealand hops over there.
Wow.
That's cool.
I did hit up a homebrew shop too while I was there. Brought back some hops.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, some New Zealand stuff.
Well, sir, you have green stuff in your bag.
Do you get a sense of the homebrewing scene there at all? Is it similar or
I didn't really get a sense of it. I mean, there were two homebrew shops like fairly close. Like, it's not like we have one in Fresno and that's
we got
it.
One. Yeah. City of a million people in the region. We got one homebrew shop.
Right. So there were a couple, but so seemed about the same. I don't know how big it is because no one I hung out with while I was there homebrewed.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't tell. But the homebrew shop seemed cool. It was open.
Still step open. One.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's so much like us. They're like a little bull that.
They really are. I just feel like they're
the whirlpool goes counterclockwise.
5 years behind as far as beer goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll catch up. They are doing New England's. Like a couple of the American influenced ones are doing New England stuff. And
they're all black IPAs. It's the newest trend.
Hey, I was in
heaven. Have you heard of black IPAs? You're actually called Cascadian Dark Ale.
Wait, I was reaching. That was a real thing down there.
There was a Cascadian Dark Ale. It was one of my favorites.
There you go.
Oh man. Get time travel back there. You're like, woo.
Folster's dock.
Get there quick, Nick. Just like Hazy's. It sounds like Hazy's are about to blow up. So you better get there quick.
Maybe you'll catch
this. I could live
this
2014 all over again.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll catch the woo! Session IPA craze down there.
Damn it.
Maybe that's 2020.
No. That's not what I want.
Yeah. You're like, damn it. Flew all this way.
Well, you gotta go back, Marty.
Are blowing up. Gotta go back, Marty. What, do we become assholes or something? No, it's the hazies, Marty. Something's got to be done about the hazies.
We got to go back to the filter. Also a good beer.
If you see a brewer named Griff, just say no.
Just say no. He's going to come in. He's going to ask your son, hey, let's brew some hazies, man.
Hey.
And you're just going to say no, and you're going to walk away.
You know that filter?
But what if he calls me chicken?
Why
Sock?
Use it?
Well, then you got to fight him. Because he called you a chicken.
That's how the movie should have went down. If they really were predicting the future.
Yep.
2015, Hazy's influence, craft brewery.
You got to stop it, Marty. But what if I like Hazy's?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
2015?
That was the future date. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So sad. Sad. We didn't get that. We didn't get that Jaws 19.
Jaws 3D.
Yeah. I was really looking forward to that.
Oh, but the Cubs did win.
Yeah. 1 year later, but that. Yes,
yeah, they pulled
enough.
It off.
Close enough.
But I mean to guess that.
Yeah, that's not too far off for a guess from the '80s.
Their worst miss was that fax machines were really cool.
Yes. On every wall
now. Like, everyone's got a fax. Every room, fax, 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 fax. I know what's going to be cool in the future. Faxes.
Faxes everywhere.
Everyone's going to have a fax. Whoa, that is cool.
Kitchen fax. Bathroom fax. Yes.
I do wish we could hydrate food like they did. That's probably like
you just want to keep pizzas in your pocket all the time.
I do. Really, yeah. Be like, I want a pizza and just poop.
Poop. That doesn't sound good.
But that's that. I mean, honestly, that's like probably my favorite thing out of like. Hey, hey! I'm not done talking here.
Oh, okay. I'll play the tangent after you.
But there is more than one, like future age show or movie that has always said that like food would be an ultimate compacted thing that would either be hydrated or expanded. So
it's coming.
Yeah. So just make it happen.
2 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if I could just have a,
like, you saw things in Australia. That,
yeah. If I could just have a candy jar.
I saw some things.
If I could just have a candy jar full of like pizza pellets. And so whenever I just want to
pellets,
just throw one in the microwave and have
or if you're just lazy, just, eat it, just swallow just, like a pill.
That'd be cool too. It had all the same nutrients and everything.
Yeah.
The same fullness.
In the future, the hot pellet is the beer.
Whoa.
Whoa. I don't like that.
Okay.
I would get so bored of that. I'd be like, I'm going to have a beer now.
Like you get an Altoids tin of beer and you're just like, you know, 30 pack.
If the calories are low, then maybe.
What if it was dissolvable? What if it was a super concentrate and you could dissolve
like
it
into like an Alka-Seltzer, but.
Like a 16-ounce glass of water, and it turns it into...
I'd be down
for that. Yeah. Now we're getting somewhere.
Beer Kaseltzer.
Isn't there something like that? There's that backpacker's beer thing, where it's like this little packet that you can add to like carbonated water.
Oh. Yeah, there is something in that realm, yeah. Wow. I've seen something like that.
No hazies.
Quick to the REI.
No hazies yet.
Please, somebody research that and then call us in and let us know.
Let's go to the REI! By the way, we've had a new Russian River beer we haven't talked about here.
I subjected you guys to the only corked beer Fresno got from Russian River.
For now.
Till we meet our quota of
at least
selling.
They sent us a pretty cool one.
What I mean, is usually Intiction?
Intiction.
Usually they send a black label. Was it Damnation?
Oh, like yes. The
which is a good beer.
Uh-huh.
But
most modestly priced.
But it's also like $5 a bottle. Usually, so
okay. It used to be like $3.
So is this
Is
this a sour? What am
yes,
I having?
Yes, this is a pilsner aged in Sauvignon Blanc barrels with Sauvignon Blanc grapes.
This is like I'm having a libertine again.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Weird,
weird, wild stuff.
Weird, wacky, wild. I wonder if you walk into Russian River and they ask you, "Do you know these beers are sour?"
Yeah,
or is that like a purely libertine. Libertine thing?
Libertine, they very warn you a couple times. It's gonna be sour.
When you don't zone out at libertine, you're sitting at the bar. You just feel so bad for like every conversation they start is like, "So our beer is sour, but we do have guest taps. What are you looking for?"
Well, we have our house beers. By the way, those are sour.
Yeah. So we got some culture. Anyone got some culture to talk about?
Yeah, I have a little news clip.
Do you want to talk about seltzer?
By the way, Russian River update, it's gone.
Yeah.
There's no Russian River in town anymore. We'll have to wait till mid-September.
Everything's officially sold out, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here's what the news is right now.
It stinks.
Yeah, that's my opinion, because it's like...
Is that John Lovitz?
Yeah, The Critic.
Nice.
The Critic.
It stinks.
I remember that show.
That was a really good show.
Fox. Yeah.
It was less weird than Duckman, in my opinion, as far as two shows that were on.
I don't remember Duckman right now.
He was like the private investigator.
Okay.
It was really bizarre.
I'll Google this.
Yeah.
I have a vague remembrance of that show.
Well, I thought you guys would have. No. Okay, cool.
Wow.
Anyway,
that's
probably the era I didn't have cable, so I was forced to watch VHS tapes and vinyl records.
Ooh, VHS tapes.
Back in my day.
Okay.
I Remember when you would stand at, when you'd be at Blockbuster and you'd stand there and wait for somebody to bring back a new release that you really went there for, and you're just stand there at the desk waiting.
Yeah.
And someone would dump it in and you're like, hey, bro, go check that right now. Somebody just turned some movies.
I saw it.
Come on, man. I'm waiting here. Need that new release.
I need Speed 2. We're out of it.
I need that Speed 2. We've got 10 of them out. Whoo, maybe they'll come back tonight. Yeah. That was life.
I just want to let you know you brought the movie back a day late, so that'll be 52 cents.
Ooh, boy. Got killed on that one.
Just tack it on. Tack it on to the bill.
Wow.
One news article. Well, so anyways, I said it stinks because there's two new seltzer brands out in the world, and Rogue is now doing canned cocktails. So that's what the world is reduced to.
This is where we're at.
In Berkeley, California, Inc. magazine today revealed that Fieldwork Brewing Company is now number 604 on its annual Inc. 5000 list. The most prestigious ranking of the nation's fastest growing private companies. The list represents a unique look on the most successful companies within the America's economy, or within American's economy, most dynamic segment, it's independent small businesses. So Microsoft, Domino's, Dell, Pandora, LinkedIn were all either on there or currently on there in Zillow. So Fieldwork has nudged its way pretty high up. I mean, in my opinion, if the list goes up to 5,000 and they're at 600,
pretty good.
It's starting to set in, huh? Yeah, cool.
It's getting a little hot in this studio.
Is the other door open?
No.
Maybe I'll open that. Maybe we'll get a cross draft.
Do what you got to do.
Hey, if you pass a beer fridge on your way, feel free to stop.
Feel free to make a pit stop there. So, Nick, do you have some culture news?
Oh, man.
It's opening doors?
Well, as Matt said, it's been a heavy week of interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So, I was watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld had no clue BevMo existed or that a place could be dedicated to just alcohol.
What? Really? Now I have to watch this episode.
He's like,
how many people?
Oh, no, it's 10 seconds.
Drinking beer.
Yeah.
You got to dedicate a whole
store. What kind of problems do people have to have where they have an entire store dedicated to alcohol? That was how he put
that
it.
That was his take.
Yes. I was like, this is true. Yeah, this is my life.
Yeah, Jerry. You have zero problems, Jerry. You don't understand. You need all the alcohol.
When you have all the money and all the cars, you don't need the booze.
Mm-hmm. When you have everything your life desires, you get, and you cannot understand why people need a whole store dedicated. Has he not heard of liquor stores before? He's like, whoa.
I think it was the size of the place and the name.
Okay.
It's probably better to have that one cold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that one can warm just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm. Wow.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
No pressure. But do what we say.
Gold.
Oh, thank you.
So there.
Wow.
Jerry Seinfeld's take on BevMo.
I'll pass the top four.
Total Wine, he'd really freak out then, because Total Wine's like double a BevMo.
And better pricing.
Ooh.
Shots fired.
But they both suck ass at their dates. I do not trust BevMo nor Total Wine for when you're purchasing your hazies.
No, fresh no here.
Because
this is the West Coast, huh?
Make sure you look at the year, because if you look at the month, you might be like, oh, yeah, this is only a couple months old.
You've lapsed.
No, yeah, it's lapped a year, maybe.
As they say, the older you get, the faster time goes. And I find that relevance with beer.
Uh-huh.
And I look and I go, oh, it's from May. And I'm like, oh, it's August.
Damn it.
Yeah, that is. Let's see.
Where this is from?
No. Oh. I'm just saying you're at the store.
Gotcha.
You're like, oh, yeah. Oneida's back out. And you pick up the cans. You're like, this is from 620. I'm like, that's now almost 2.5 months old.
Yep.
Yep.
Thanks, Save Mart. Yeah. I mean, random grocery store.
So the reason why I say so, this is a West Coast, because I consider ourselves West Coast experts.
So what is this? What is this beer we're having now? This is this new beer.
Batch Brewing.
Batch Brewing.
In Australia, Sydney.
Ooh. Oh, okay. We're having we're having an Australia beer.
They're West
Coast. Might be our first Australia beer. Very nice. On the show, maybe. Are we in Australia beer?
It's definitely West Coast. It's crisp. There's a little bit of malty backbone, but they can't pick out that flavor. It's
Merrickville.
It's lemony, but there's a
NSW.
New South Wales.
Wow.
I'm getting lemon in the bitterness, but then there's a, it's not the malty sweetness, but there's something in there. I don't know if it's a flowery or a fruity. There's like a different twist on the hops.
I feel like this beer made the trip all right.
Yeah, it did okay.
Yeah, I don't taste like it's been through a lot of suffering.
Yeah, I mean, if I went somewhere and this was on draft, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
And unlike the North Coast that I had last night.
Ooh. Yikes.
Yeah.
It was wild. This is pretty good beer.
Yeah, not too bad. But you can see what I mean. It's like not as hoppy as like what we do. No. Mm-hmm.
It's trying. You can see it trying, but yeah.
I think they offset it with maybe there was a little bit more on the bittering hops and not so much later.
Right.
And so it's just like, oh yeah, it's bitter. It's West Coast, right? And you're like, no, you could have bumped the dry hop or a little bit in it towards the end of the boil, flame out maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a good choice, though.
Yeah. All right. I can visit there now.
Could you tell? You probably couldn't get into this, but like, do you think, as far as brewery owners and people that work at the taprooms and all that stuff, similar pay scale to their workforce as to what breweries are here? Like, was there
that? I have no idea.
No clue.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I couldn't tell. They all seem like similar people. If that makes sense. Like
a lot of beards.
A lot of beards. A lot of tattoos.
Good.
You know,
tattoos, like, beards, good.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's really nice.
Bikes, like, same bikes, people biking.
People do like bikes.
All right.
Yeah, it's like they're all really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, like they welcomed me with open arms and showed me around the brewery and stuff.
Would you say there was a difference between like how hard people were drinking, or was it similar? Was it like people were just getting fucked up, or was it just similar to breweries here? Just like.
Pretty similar, or maybe even like a little bit less, just because alcohol is a little more expensive.
Yeah. Okay. That's odd because I feel like I would think Australia would be like more loose with the alcohol percentage, you know?
Yeah. And I think their like limit for driving is lower, much lower than us. Okay. Too. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. Basically, you just have one beer and
it's like 0.03.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I don't know if price affects it too much because we're,
that's true. Drink,
we're going into territory of $20 four packs, and that doesn't seem to be throttling too many people.
In the beer geek world. Don't tell that to the Coors Light guy. He's like, whoa, I can get a 48 pack for that price.
So a couple interesting things on the can is there's a certified independent logo. So they have their own logo. It's not the Brewers Association logo.
Okay, so we're not the only crazy ones.
And then there it says, get the facts, drink wise. And it has a photo of a pregnant lady holding a beer with it crossed out. I think.
It's the case. If you're pregnant, don't drink this. But
sure, it's not an overweight gentleman.
To me, I think that's cooler.
He's like, no beer bellies here.
I think that's a cooler way to do that versus putting like a government general warning like we have. That's a big old text that takes up a big something. Just like. Everybody knows beer is bad sometimes.
Whoever you are, if you could just reduce it
to a little logo, I think that would be even better.
Did you notice the standard drinks thing on there too? Mm-hmm. So they have this thing like, so this beer happens to be 1.8 standard drink. and it's 6%. So I think what we've worked out was like 3.5% is like considered one standard drink.
Wow.
So it's like to help you kind of control your drinking.
Oh, how many okay. drinks like have
how
you
many
had?
You can have
you actually
one,
know now.
Yeah, so like I've had one standard drink in 1 hour, you know, like mm-hmm. so to keep track of your drinking.
Yeah, I remember, because it's, they yeah. base it off, in the U.S., they base it off 5% at 12 ounces, which you have to, it's difficult to do that math on your own, because you're like, oh, well, this is 6% at 16 ounces. Right. You don't yeah. quite know on that port. Mathematics, and if they have it on the can, that's a cool, it's yeah. a cool way to do that, just to kind of help people keep track of where they're at. I think the average, like, I think on average, you can metabolize between 0.02 to 0.03 per hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that knowing those two mathematic methods could kind of keep you in check. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I had one beer from New Zealand while I was over there. Garage Project? I feel like that's a common name around here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's a New Zealand brewery, and mm-hmm. theirs was four standard drinks, and it was a pint can.
Oh my god!
I drank wow. that as when we walked home or from the beach. We went to the beach and we walked back to the apartment mm-hmm. we're staying at, and I drank the whole thing. I didn't drive
the whole thing.
Did you feel like you were four drinks in?
No, because our beers are like 8% all the time here.
Yeah, that's true.
I've had four standard drinks.
So what you're saying about what you're saying is you know your way around an 8% at beer.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Cool.
Definitely.
I like that beer.
That was a good beer.
That was a good choice. Thank you for bringing that.
Yeah, no problem.
The next one better live up to it.
Wow. So is that all the culture we got going on, guys? Is yes. there more? All right. Oh, just checking in.
Ooh, bottom pour.
Oh, but I got bottom pour in that Aussie beer.
Wow.
You're getting bottom pour in that sour, huh?
I think I almost... Well, there's a tiny bit left of the Pendragon, but I got pretty close to bottom. Will you call
me tonight? Bottomish.
The real question is, did you leave us a voicemail?
That would be fun, right?
Hi, Matt. This is me from the past. Don't forget.
What are you doing, bro? What have you been doing, man? This nothing. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of this show and the network of the Dorktown
Noted.
Network of shows.
Hello?
You can call that and leave a voicemail. No, I don't think we've had that. Someone leaving a voicemail while they're on the show.
In the background.
Hey, guys. Oh, so it's me. Hey, guys. I'm podcasting. So I'm over here at Dorktown Studios. And,
hey, can you guys keep it down back there? I'm bringing a voicemail.
Maybe I'll get it. Will it? So 559-492-0542. Leave a 3-minute voicemail there, or you can record it on your smartphone because you're smart. You're smart and you deserve a phone.
I now have a Scotty B challenge.
Oh boy.
He has to get to the driveway, call us, leave us a voicemail as he comes to the fridge, drops off a beer, takes off and leaves. And so then we listen to the voicemail. And he's like, if you go to the fridge right now, you can, there'll be a beer that I just dropped off.
Hey, Mikey, I secretly went in your garage. Yeah.
Remember the trash can.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Well, let's start the voicemails off back. On the email side. You can email us a voicemail, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Record something on your phone. Save it under 3 minutes and then give it to us. Even if it's your podcast idea, we like to hear your podcast as well. And let's start it off. Start this week off with this person right now. That's coming up. And I'm using 4G, so it's, you know, it's going to take a while.
Wi-Fi reaches out here quite fine.
No, yeah.
I'm on the Wi-Fis right now.
The Wi-Fis?
The Wi-Fi.
You're on the Wi-Fis?
Free Wi-Fi.
Wow, this is really taking a long time, guys. So, are we all doing good? Doing good? Mm-hmm. Doing great, some good? Great, good great. Some good beer so far this episode. So, yeah. God dang, dude.
Maybe I will call on a
voicemail. Wow, I'm going to restart. Oh, here we go.
Hey, guys.
It's Benj Clark from Santa Rosa. Hi.
Santa Rosa.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been a while. Heard of it. But yeah, I'm still listening. It's just been hard to call in.
Drinking day old Rush River.
Been so busy this summer.
Yeah, I'm drinking day old.
When you have a 4-year old, that's kind of how it works. My little guy turned 4, so on the subject of children and brewery gear, it's a big thumbs up from me. You know, my little guy's got one of those T-shirts from Russian River with the very attractive, you know, tree logo that they use, and looks great. You know, yeah, and it's cool. And then a lot of people just think it's a shirt with trees, but if they happen to notice or recognize it,
hey, that's a shirt with trees, huh? Cool. Yeah, you like trees?
Great. Nobody cares. It's fine.
It's very noble of you.
Yeah, so load up if you. Wow. Yeah, I think especially if it's not, you know.
It's
attractive and tasteful.
Different T-shirts.
You should be okay. It should be fine. So, my wife did veto him wearing it.
no bear shirts for my child.
Synagogue that we go to for preschool. So I did get the veto one day, but so there's that. That's okay. And on the subject of Russian River Carl Strauss collab, I am still looking out for, because it is apparently not in Santa Rosa.
Ooh, it's in Fresno.
I was out to Windsor to host some folks, and it wasn't there. And then I went down
Do they need us to send them Russian River beer in Santa Rosa
area? She hadn't even heard of it. I tried to explain. It's like, yeah, it's in cans. Do you have
never heard of it?
Are you getting it? It's weird. Out of it.
They have food, so you think they would have guest taps?
She's like, we don't do cans. Yeah.
Whoa! Shots fired.
With Firestone Walker that we just... It's like, no, lady, listen. And I, like, pulled it up on my phone.
No, it's real, it's real.
A picture of it. And she was like, whoa.
Bullshit.
No idea. So...
Fake news. It's fake news.
Yeah.
Russian River's never done cans. Fake news.
Maybe is not...
CNN will tell you that, but it's not real.
Interesting. So anyway, there's that.
I love gold.
Yeah. So other than that, you guys, you keep up the good work. You always do a good job. God, you guys are good.
Good job.
And that's it from me from Santa Rosa. And we'll talk more soon. Bye.
Bye.
Sonoma.
Good job, Benj. Good job, Benj Clark. Sonoma. Sonoma. There's no Sonoma accent, so you gotta go with the Chicago. There you go. We have a beer, a Russian, quote unquote Russian River beer in Fresno that Santa Rosa can't get.
I wonder if that was in the weekly training manual. Deny all knowledge of Russian River in a can.
Yeah, like we didn't do that. Carl Strauss
Russian
made
River
us
in
do
a
it.
Can never happened.
Never happened.
Carl Strauss had pictures of us doing stuff. That's what happened. Carl was like, hey, if you don't do this collab with us, put it in the can. I'll release those pictures. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Do it.
Vinny drinking a Coors Light while he was river rafting.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like, I'll release those pictures of you drinking a Coors Light, Vinny.
I like this beer.
All right, this new beer going around the table. Fat nerd. Vanilla Porter.
What'd you call me?
You're a fat nerd, bro. I've been called that before.
Nerd.
Yelly's Brews?
Yulies, yeah.
Yulies? Mm-hmm. This is the other Aussie beer? One of the Aussie beers?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fat nerd.
So that brewery, all their cans have like those little cartoon characters.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool. Like every can has a different one on it. I think like while I was there, I probably tried every single beer they make.
Wow.
Thank you. I'll have another. Yeah.
They are living in 2014. Yeah, when's the last time you saw a vanilla porter? Without coffee or lactose.
It doesn't have a whole bunch of other things in it. It's like, yes, this is what it is. It
makes me miss Stones. They're in the smoked vanilla
porter. Yeah, smoked vanilla porter. Smoked porter with vanilla beans.
Yeah, there was this to me, some stouts kind of have a little bit of like an ashy flavor, which this has.
Okay, but light.
But light. Yeah. And then I think the vanilla kind of plays well with it. But I mean, I'm not saying it as in that's a bad flavor. I'm saying that's the only thing I can associate with it. But I like that flavor. It's like a little bit of a bitterness. But yeah. And I assume it's just because it's the roasted malt. I don't really know of anything else that could play to that flavor characteristic.
You're exactly right, I think.
Cool.
Wow. Matt agrees with Matt. I think there's a conspiracy.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, it's
Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Well, the second annual Grand Get It of the Florida Reps has come and gone. And I guess I was asked a question by Colin and Janine. My whole shotgunning that Sam Adams Pale Ale, I did not bring an extra shirt with me to the Grand Get It. It was actually, that whole shotgunning thing was actually a surprise.
We have a surprise for coming. You. Shotgunning.
Lumber Jose actually surprised it on me, and it was actually sort of a catch to it. See, Lumber was wearing his New York Yankees hat, and he made a deal with me. He would put away the Yankees hat all night if I shotgunned that Sam Adams Pale Ale, which I did. And he stuck to his word, and the Yankees hat went away. Thank goodness.
I don't like either thing: shotgunning up Sam Adams Pale or wearing a Yankees hat.
I smelled like beer pretty much the entire Get It.
Oh my goodness!
I did take a shower when I got back to the hotel we were staying at.
Was there a shower beer?
It was in his shirt.
Yeah, that's
oh my God, Steve, where were you? You smell like a brewery.
I look forward to
you see what happened was, they made me shotgun a beer because of the Yankees cap, and
you're not making any sense, honey. Just go take a shower.
Because the day that the weekend that we've held it has coincided with 805 day, and 805 day, it kind of runs into a date of importance for D-Lang, the Orlando rep. And he hasn't been able to make it the last two Get It. So we're thinking of changing the date to perhaps a little earlier. And we're actually thinking of changing the venue as well.
Willards will be unhappy with that.
We won't play the hide and seek game.
No Christmas for Willards this year.
We'll definitely kind of put it out there. Put it out there on the show with voicemails and also out on social media, the time and place when we're having the third annual Florida Grand Get It. And I actually look forward to it because I think if we kind of put it out there in advance, then maybe we'll have some East Coast reps kind of fly down for the occasion. I think that would be great. XL Faro. I think it'd be awesome. It would definitely be a Grand Get It to top all Grand Get It. So that's all I got, guys. Keep up the great work, and as always, bye.
Kids, this is why you don't get into the sports. These kind of things happen to you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we do need I think we need another day besides 8-5 day that everybody's drinking. Maybe Perfect Pour Anniversary Day date.
Wait till November.
Like everybody can do Get It's and it'll be
cold in November.
But it's so cold. I can't think about cold right now.
Holiday talk.
I could think about it.
Well, I can think
about it. I miss it.
I miss it so much.
Yeah, it's not all that. It's cold. Who wants to be cold all the time? Nobody. I'm trying. I got to get this phone off the 4G right now.
Hey, guys. Colin and Janine.
What's up, Perfect Pour? It is
almost the world between worlds, but it's not.
Yeah, we thought we'd squeak this one in.
Squeak it in.
We just want to say real quick, we went to Seattle last weekend, and it was really fun. We checked out a bunch of breweries.
It's a good beer town.
Some of our favorites were like Rubens Brews.
And we saw Fremont.
And we saw Fremont. Fremont was pretty cool, too. We took a ferry over to an island. It was really fun. Spend time with friends.
That city's crazy if you've never been there. It's definitely different than Denver, where we're from.
Been there.
So, we're a bunch of cowboys out here.
We were going to answer Buck's question about our origin story. So it might be a little long, so I apologize for that, but we'll try to sum it up as quickly as possible.
We did it, the end. No.
Good story.
When I was 16, my best friend Sage was dating a guy named Ed who lived in another town in Thornton, and I lived in Boulder.
Special Fred.
Yes.
He was not. He wasn't special. We just called him that.
And my friend Sage did not have a car. And she wanted to go see her boyfriend, and I had
a car, Sage.
So she asked me if I would drive her to Thornton, which was probably about, I don't know, a 25-minute drive. So I was like, well, what's in it for me? Well, then, so Ed came back with, well, you can meet my roommate, Colin. He's a really cool guy. And I was like, tell me about him. And he did. And then I was like, all right, fine.
Does he keep up the good work?
Pizza guy.
Go meet him.
Deliver pizza. Pizza Hut. Got all the free Pepsi I wanted.
And he had his own apartment.
Yep, all the free Pepsi I did.
It was.
And so we went to his apartment, and Colin and I kind of hit it off right away.
Whoa.
And we started dating immediately.
Whoa.
We're immediately dating. All right.
And then her dad kind of, well, all the things he was thinking were probably happening, so.
He kind of made
ain't good enough for my daughter.
Florida for... I don't know.
College, basically. Well, the end of high school and college, I stayed there and then moved back here after that. But I was, when I moved back here, I was married, and so was Colin. So we were both married and we were not in touch during that time. And then when we were both going through divorce, I happened to look him up on Facebook, and I sent him a little message like, hey, is that the same truck you had when we were together?
Had an 89 Toyota pickup before they even called it a Tacoma or anything. And it was just a pickup. No extra cab or nothing.
A Hilux.
Had them sweet Toyota rims back in the day.
And he was sitting on the back of it.
Yeah, so it was old now. It's like 20-year-old truck.
But this was his profile picture. And I was like, is that seriously the same truck? So he was like, yeah. And so then he's like, you know, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm married. I got kids. And he's like, yeah, I'm married too. And he was like, well, it's almost your birthday. Do you want to meet to have a drink?
So we went to Old Chicago, which is a little... place out by us. It has a bunch of beer, pizza, and all that stuff you can probably imagine. And we had a drink.
We had a drink, and then I think we both revealed that we were both both in the process of a divorce.
I'm revealing this to you, Colin. I'm divorcing.
Yep.
Because yeah, there wasn't any doubt in either of our minds. I believe. Well, at least not mine.
No, and that's when I found out the reason why divorces are so expensive is because they're fucking worth it.
Totally agree. So, yeah, we've been together ever since. So we've been together for, this time for about 9 years.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Cool. Well, anyways.
I'm a little over. So you guys keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Hey. Colin and Janine origin story. That was like when you watch all the X-Men and then you watch the Wolverine origin story, you're like, yeah, now I know where it all began.
I'm finally to the age where some people I went to high school with are on their second marriage, and I think there's one person that's on their third.
Jeez. Yeah. What the hell? Yeah. Just keep sight. Yeah.
So
just keep having fun.
Just keep looking.
Just keep looking. Right now, Louis. He's asleep. He's dreaming right now. I don't know what he's dreaming about. He's going to get something. I'm going to try and mic him. See what Louis doing. I'm going to wake him up if I'm too loud. Now this idea doesn't seem as good as it did before. I woke him up. It was the wind outside that woke him up. Wasn't me. Wasn't me. Now I woke up. I hope that was a good dream, Louis. Hope you're getting all the crackers.
I almost got them all.
He's like, oh, I'm so close to the crackers. And then I woke up.
It's bullshit.
All right, sorry, everyone. I just tangented the voicemails for Louie. I don't know why. Are we doing all right?
There was a meme in there somewhere. No one, absolutely no one. Perfect Poor Podcast. Let's talk about the dog.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Perfect
Poor? Talk about Louie.
Here, Matt, Nick, and Mike. This is like my fifth, eighth time.
Matt, Nick, and Mike.
This goddamn voicemail. I keep stuttering.
It's a Matt show.
Now, but this is the last one. I'm done. Orale. So guess what I did over the weekend? I brewed a beer, eh? So this weekend that just passed was my brew session at Dutch House Brewing. They have a couple BOP systems.
Is this a new
Chocodazzo? Do your own stuff. So since my boys don't really drink craft beer, they're more into micheladas and modelos. They gave me carte blanche to create something. So I went for an American citrus pale ale.
Here's the
hop lineup: Magnum at 60 minutes, Centennial at 20. Citra at 10 and Citra at 5. I'm also gonna dry hop this thing with more Citra.
Yeah, good call.
Feel off this beer, and the whole idea is to create an American pale ale, but cut the bitterness at the end. So you'll get bitterness up front, but I'm hoping and planning that the bitterness dies down and dries out and cleans up at the end. So it won't. Just lag or stay on your tongue or your taste buds, so it washes away smooth and clear. Another way also that I'm planning is carbonated, but with extra carbonation, because I feel like a beer that has more carbonation drinks a lot smoother, a lot easier, and cleans up faster too. So since these guys don't really drink a lot of craft, this is a good gateway to get them into craft and show them something that cleans up smooth and drinks smooth. And, you know, it'll be hoppy as hell, but it won't be that bitter. The bitterness will be fade, kind of like this song just did in my background. Damn, that was firme, Holmes. Anyways, so Pachalito Pills. I'm sorry, Pachalito Pale is fermenting, Holmes. And in 2 to 3 weeks, I'll go back and we're going to bottle and label. And Scotty over in the East Coast is creating my label. So hopefully my boys like the label. We'll use it. A lot of 80s culture on the label. Gave him some ideas, some Dodger stuff, a bunch of cool stuff that he can throw on there. Bachalito Pills.
Don't use Kirk Bachalito Gibson.
Bachalito is for our friend Pascual that we've lost contact. We can't get a hold of him through social medias or phone or address, mail, what have you. So Bachalito Pale is on behalf of him, from us to him, or from us to, you know how it is. So the bad thing is, this beer is very, very limited. Since there's five of us that pitched in, I'll probably get 15 bombers off of this batch instead of 72 like I did last time with Chocotazo. So very limited. For sure, Scotty will get some for creating that label. And I'll probably throw in some extra SoCal beers for him to enjoy. Of course, Perfect Pour will get a bottle. Ooh. So you can criticize it, and then I'll go from there, Holmes. All depending on who's cool with me, man. Whoever's nice. This is true. You have to watch, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Chew's making a new beer. You're gonna want that.
Look out for his fill in the blink challenge.
I love gold.
New beer. Thanks, Chew, for the call. New beer entering the show. Donate to the show by Dust Bowl Brewing.
Dust Bowl.
It is their lateral series. This is the Juicy IPA, just like Nick likes it.
Perfect.
Let's see. I got the info. We'll go. This is lateral 7. It's the latest in their lateral series, using cashmere and mosaic hops, coupled with Vermont ale yeast to bring the tropical juiciness and a hint of bubble gum.
Oh, great. That sounds perfect.
It's in the, they're packaging it. It's in the yellow label. And they also got kegs floating around if you're in a Dust Bowl area like Oklahoma and Central California. The malts are pure Idaho, Corral, Munich, oats, and wheat. cashmere. I don't know how much I've had cashmere hop. Is that Led Zeppelin hop?
Sure.
No. I like this beer. I don't know why. I'm liking it.
It's different.
It must be the cashmere. There's lots of thinking about this one.
I'm going to let that warm up a little bit. It could be a little bit too cold to figure out what I'm tasting.
I like it. I don't know what you guys are. Guys are even contemplating.
Sure.
That concludes the email voicemails.
Oh, those are emails.
Those are emails. Now let's get into the voicemails, the actual voicemails. They left us a message because they were that cool.
Hey guys, it's Florida Steve again.
Florida
this
Steve.
Time I'm leaving a regular voicemail. Hey guys, I am giving you an update. Uh-oh. As of right now, you have beer coming your way.
What?
Now this beer was what we had left over from the Grand Gap.
Great, that's what we want leftovers.
Just give them all the 8 of 5s.
Willard's this time around that we had leftovers. We drank for over 5 hours. Now, I think we had more beer this time around than last year, because last year I don't think we had any leftovers, although this year we've got leftovers. I have 6 different beers coming your way. One of them is a ultra-rare...
Whoa.
Beer from Sweetwater Brewing in Georgia. This beer was donated by Lumber Jose. Now, when you guys get
the boxes
in, please get to that beer first.
Right.
Because it's such an ultra rare beer, it's one of Sweetwater's experimental beers. It's been bottle conditioned and all that, but it's been aged for well over a year. So please, guys, get to that beer as quickly as possible. Now, the other ones you guys can kind of get to at your leisure. But, yeah, get to that Sweetwater beer first and then work your way through the other ones, guys. But that's all I got. Cheers. Have a great show.
Cheers.
Keep up the great work.
Bye. You already got one for us, Steve. You'll get 2. But now we know. Get that Sweetwater beer. Thanks for sending those beers. We haven't seen them yet, but they're coming next week. Next week, yeah. Sweetwater beer. Remind us. Set a reminder in your iPhone, somebody. Drink the Sweetwater beer first, because it's super rare. Ultra rare.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Paul.
Hey,
I remember
Nick,
Paul.
Regarding your query about the DDH beers overtaking, or hazies overtaking the DDHs. So where I work at Beercraft, where we've got 14 taps, we have multiple DDH beers that are also hazy beers.
Oh,
like
Cellar
Maker has a bunch of DDHs.
In fact,
with most hazy beers, I would assume it's kind of common practice to double dry hop them. They don't necessarily advertise it as such, but I believe a lot of those hazies are double dry hopped. So take that.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, Mikey, I love you
yes,
to death, but
yes, sir.
Man, lay off the lagers. I love me a good lager. I love a dry hop lager. I love a classic German lager.
Because you're
all,
a brewer.
Good. You got to learn to love them, all right? Back off the IPAs and love the lagers.
No.
Okay, guys, that's it for now. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Keep it clear. Like a nice clear lager. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Wow. Paul from Fairfax. Classic industry brewer.
Lay off the lagers, man. Gotta get into lagers.
No.
No, we don't.
No. I don't. You see, there's a thing called pale ales and IPAs. So I don't need to get into lagers at all. I don't. There aren't enough hours in a day for me to consume all the pails and IPAs that I want. Ah. So why should I waste my fucking time with lagers? I don't have time for lagers, guys. I'm sure they're great. They're great. I've not had a bad experience necessarily with lagers. They're fine. But did you guys know about pails? And have you heard about these pails and these IPAs? Because they're better. So have those. Don't go a lesser beer. Don't have lesser beer because it's different. Well, this is different. This is not an IPA in a pail. This tastes different. It's simpler. I get that. But do you know there's IPAs in pails, right? And you can have them. You can buy them. I don't have infinite time where I'm so bored. I don't get so bored with IPAs that I'm not going to drink them. Like, I'm so bored.
Wish there was something different.
I'm drinking. I wish there was something different because all I do all day is drink beer. I don't get to drink beer all day. Okay? I only get to drink beer at night for like an hour.
Yes.
So, like, why should I use that time, my precious little bit of time to drink beer, to experiment with simple ass fucking lagers? Fuck you. I gotta drink pails and IPAs. Okay. That's all I have time for. Maybe when I retire, I'll get into the fucking lagers. Maybe like, I am kind of bored. You know what? I am gonna get it lagers. I'm not there yet, guys. 20 years, check in. Right now, all IPAs and pails. Okay, thanks. I love Paul.
Wow. Yeah, Paul, you broke Mikey. What the
fuck? I'm broke now. I'm broke.
Retired Mikey. Hey, can I have a lager?
Can I have a lager?
I just ordered a lager. Can you believe that?
Yeah, everyone's like, okay, bro. Well, if you've been listening to Burke Bar, you know.
You know, retired life.
Hey, guys, D-Fos and the gym here. I am sitting in traffic. I'm driving.
Uh-oh.
Waiting to make a left turn. Had lunch a little while ago. I know that one of Nick's favorite hobbies is sandwich and beer shafts.
Okay.
So I want to let him know next time anyone's out on the L.A.-ish area, or even if one of you guys is coming down to Disneyland, it's actually not that far away. Ooh. On your way down, there is a little deli called Uncle Henry's Deli. Now, Uncle Henry's Deli has some fantastic, phenomenal sandwiches. But besides that, they manage to have 99 tap handles sitting there at the back of the deli.
Mm-hmm.
So today, when I was having me a lunch, I was asking the guys behind the counter about, you know, whether they have half barrels or sixths or quarters or what they normally.
I think he's turning left or right. I think he's turning left.
And one of the things that they said they're very strict on, a 30-60-day rule with their IPAs. They will not, I repeat, not accept a keg that is more than 30 days old of an IPA because they have committed to their customers to roll through that keg of said IPA within 30 days of having it.
Yeah. Wow.
So any IPA that's up there, you can guarantee that it is less than 60 days old. And obviously you don't want to go with a loss, so I asked, what do they do when you get close to that 60 days? Well, that's all the specials, boys. So if you see $5 pints of them slinging some IPAs, that just means it's almost 60 days old.
Yeah, old so, beer.
There's my little tip. I wonder what any other L.A. reps are doing. And Kelly, if you haven't stopped by Henry's Deli in Downey, it's worth a shot. Go ahead and do it. I think they will appreciate seeing you. They loves them some craft beer. And as always, keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, hear that mention?
Montana!
Montana!
Oh, he's trying to change it up.
Lakewood.
Wow.
See, sandwiches and beer, Nick.
I like
now
it.
Now you have to go.
Oh, I'm there.
You're there.
I'm there.
You're already there right now?
Right now.
Oh, no, man.
Recording live from a remote location.
You're having a great time with your sandwich.
In
and
Downey,
your
California.
Like, would you, at this a place like this where you order sandwiches and you're having beer, mm-hmm. would you, like, go, you go to a place, you're like, oh, I'm going to have one beer, maybe two, and then you just, like, get to your third beer, like, oh, I'm having so much fun, I'll have another beer. Will you do that with sandwiches where you're like, You know what? Fuck it. I'll have a second sandwich. I'll have pastrami and rye now. Now I'll have a. They're like, honey, you've already had one sandwich. Yeah, but come on, honey, it's vacation. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Every time we go out, so many sandwiches.
I think I would have a second sandwich.
Yeah. What's your go? Like, okay, well, you go to a sandwich shop.
What's the go-to?
Uncle Russ said, always told me, he said, you go to a new brewery, order their pale first.
Right.
If they did their pale right, then they're probably okay.
Okay.
So, like, what?
So, what's that sandwich shop? Terms?
Yeah, what's that in sandwich term? Like, you got the turkey? They got to make sure their turkey's good. What is it?
The turkey club.
Yeah. Turkey club seems like a classic sandwich.
Really?
Right? If you mess up a turkey club, then maybe you don't know how to do sandwiches right.
Okay, well, I would scan the menu first for a roast beef and Swiss with horseradish.
Oh, okay.
Would be my, can you make a proper sandwich?
With horseradish.
Yeah, horseradish is a must. Ham and Swiss would be a second backup option.
Ham and Swiss.
Yeah, but I'm saying roast beef, Swiss, a little horseradish would be the litmus test.
See, I never have a horseradish with my roast beef, I don't think. Like, at least I don't order it anyway.
Yeah.
Hmm. Dude, I like roast beef, though. Roast beef and there Swiss. You go. Is,
like a that's good Reuben.
Okay.
Reuben be good.
All right.
Right?
Good test.
That kind of classifies how old the deli is.
That's true.
Like, okay, this deli has been around for at least 80 years if they have a good Reuben on rye. there's a place, well, if we're just talking sandwiches, believe it or not, Save Mart Deli will make sandwiches, and they have a really good roast beef sandwich.
Which one, though?
The Bullard and West.
All right, Bullard and West.
There is a spot in Glendale called the Tam O'Shanter. It's a Hofbräu style sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Place.
Yeah.
Killer sandwiches and good beers on tap. Mm.
She called me up. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thanks everyone for contributing to the show with your voice.
All I retained out of all of that was horseradish, and I like it. especially if it's horseradish mustard, even.
Ooh. Wait, they have that together?
Yep.
As one thing,
it's sometimes called deli mustard, but horseradish mustard can be found.
Okay,
and it is the best.
It's not like Dijon. Look out!
So Dijon?
No, it's not Dijon. All
right. Looking
out for beers. You say so, bro.
Looking out for beers.
Ooh.
I'm missing.
Beers get released.
A beer that's right up your alley.
All the releases happen every week, constantly. New beers to discover. There's no lagers, only pails and IPAs.
And do not seek the lagers.
Nah, yeah. Nobody has time for that. Nobody ain't got time for that. Matt, Beer to Brewer 87, are you looking out for anything?
I'm looking out for a beer called Techno Boogie. It's from Microphone. It is a 10% Imperial Stout. It is a chocolate covered salted pretzel with sea salt. So, wow. I want to check that beer out. From Pint House in Austin, there is Southern Tropic IPA, 7.5%, involves Galaxy, Comet, Cashmere, and Amarillo hops. Want to see what that's all about. And then from 450 North Brewing in Indiana, there is Level Up. It is a triple dry hopped triple IPA. It's only about 10%, but they still call it a triple. It is Citra, Simcoe, and Vic Secret. So those are the three beers I'm looking out for.
Wow.
Concise.
Mm-hmm.
Matt.
I will not there be the third Matt.
Yeah, I know. There's two Matts here, and I still Damn it.
You still want more.
I still want more.
You want more Matt.
Nick, can you just be a Matt, please? Just make everything simple.
No.
Oh, okay.
Bless you. I was watching the episode of Tasting Niche.
Yes, on YouTube. Look for Niche on YouTube. The Tasting of the Niche. She loves to taste her niche. She wow. loves it.
That sounds
dangerous. Oh, man. I know. I don't know what a niche is, but she likes to taste it.
Oh, you know.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I don't know.
Maybe you don't know.
I have no idea what a niche is. I'd like to taste it. I'm sure I'd taste it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, unless it's a lager. I won't.
Let's pull out of that hole quickly. She visited Culmination Brewing.
Yeah, it's a culmination of everything I've done wrong in my life right now.
They serve beers such as the Breakfast Pale Ale, which is a coffee pale ale. Sounds pretty amazing.
Coffee pale ale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that I have time for. I don't have time for lagers.
No lagers.
No, but I got time for a
coffee. I did not throw a lager your way.
I have time for a coffee pale ale, though. So, give it.
me.
Somebody get that to Nick.
Ooh, what is this beer? I like it.
Oh, a new beer going around the table. It is called Double Actuator. It is a double IPA. It's from, I'm going to say Bottle Logic by the can art. And yes, it is Bottle Logic.
Damn.
Matt, did you bring this?
This is either, I'm drawing a little bit of a blank. This is either from Gumby or Jeff. I apologize because I didn't write it on the can, but it was definitely donated to us. And it's a good beer.
All right. Yeah, it's a good beer.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Speaking of LA Disneyland area beers.
Ah, yes. Orange.
Is that's all you're looking at?
Yes, sir.
New Matt, is there a whale beer for you? Is there a beer you've always wanted to have, never had before? Out there in the universe, you're like, oh, I see people drinking that. I've never been able to have one of those.
There was so I'm a fan of Dogfish Head.
Mm-hmm.
There's a barrel aged 120. Out there. I think it's like a whiskey barrel age 120 minute IPA that I've been looking for a long time.
What about a barrel aged Boston Lager?
No.
Okay. No?
Nope. Okay.
Isn't that?
That's no. Probably about a whale at this point.
Barrel aged seltzer at this point.
Yeah.
Is this where we're at in our life?
Oh, was this? Isn't the Four Loko double seltzer? Isn't it 8% or something like that?
What is it? Barrel seltzer.
I don't know.
Barrel seltzer. But Matt, was this a pack? It was packaged. This is a packaged beer that was bottled and everything.
Yep. I saw the bottle and the label and everything, but I'm not sure if we'll get it over on this side of it.
It's recent. They made this recently, or is it been out for a while?
Maybe a few months.
Okay.
I saw that.
Okay. Like, this is still possible.
It's possible. Yeah.
Still possible.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. New Matt's looking for that, guys. If you guys want to
send it in.
Yeah. We've got an address. Look at the show notes. Or Tioga Sequoia has an address as well.
Yeah, send it there.
Send it there.
Address other Matt.
Other Matt. Yeah, Matt will just say, like, this is for me. No, I'm head Matt here. Is there a Matt hierarchy there at Tioga Sequoia? Is Matt the number one Matt? Or is there a bigger Matt than Matt?
Well, there's three of us there now, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, four.
Four?
Matt, no, it's like, I know. I know.
When did we get a four?
There's Matt Segura, there's Matt Terigian, there's Matt Bolden, Matt Napolitano.
Right. There's four. Whoa, but how many of them have one T?
Only you.
That's right. So I'm number one.
Yeah, number one at the T.
Yes.
Number one T, Matt.
Technically, Matt Terigian is Matt number one. I'm Matt number two. Even though I've been there longer, but it was just the order of Matt's because he's older.
The order of Matt's.
Yeah.
He has more Matt
I'm
power
older than you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
But technically, I was your boss for a while, so
you know, all right. You can be number two.
No, you're that'd make you number three.
That's fine. You can be number two. I said.
Oh. Sorry, I wasn't listening to you.
Yes,
we have Matt on Matt Violence.
We get to use a who does number two work for reference finally.
It's okay. He actually listens to me, unlike you guys.
Oh, that's the difference.
Wait, did Matt say something?
Huh?
I didn't say anything.
See, he listens.
This is like a left Twix, right Twix situation we got going on right here.
Did you guys know that Sierra Nevada is the life and limb? It's out there.
Yes.
The market has
it's also in cans.
It's hiding in like in between two. It's got a hidden spot in between two doors. So it's like very hard to find.
Obscured view.
Yeah. It's not a very good shelf spot for it. Yikes. It's just hiding in there.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't get one. I was like, Nick could probably like this. Goodbye.
Thanks. No picture, no text.
No picture, no text.
I do not regret taking your parking spot in Fig Garden, then, sir.
That was my spot. I have a specific spot in Fig Garden Village that's just mine.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick just parked right in it.
Yep. All like 4,000 really pounds of her shot. In your spot.
All big shot. Oh,
that's right.
Fine. Whatever. There's a Russian River beer I'm looking at.
Big American car in your spot.
Is it called Blind Pig?
No. But since we're a Russian River town now, I can look out for this. It's called Velvet Glow. It's a Hell's style lager.
Hell's?
Because I have lots of time for lagers these days.
Yeah. Who is this? Print caller. Yeah.
Print caller. Goodbye. So, you know, it's a Russian River beer that I've never seen before, and it's they're bottling it, packaging it. I was like, all right, send it our way, because we're Fresno. We're a Russian River town.
Yeah.
We'll take all the Russian River you've got.
Yeah. Obviously, they're going to listen to this podcast and go, well, they want it, so let's go ahead and send it.
Well, they want it.
Who says we're not the reason they came to Fresno?
It's obvious. Yeah, nobody's denied it.
That's right.
I've not seen anyone Russian River ever.
Well, do they have like a complaint department? They just comb the internet. It's like, this one podcast is really upset that you guys don't deliver to Fresno.
Maybe they saw our bottle wall.
So then
should we inform them
they're the
reason?
No, Russian River right here.
They'll just automatically assume it's their reasoning. That's why. Right.
If Fieldwork wants to move up the list on the businesses of the small business, they need to open up a tap room in Fresno because we make success here. Fresno will make you a success. That's the motto. And God, we success.
So many people would call in sick to work if Fieldwork had a tap room here.
Ooh.
I can't go in.
Fieldwork is here now.
Yeah.
This is my life now. Goodbye. Hire somebody else.
Make my paycheck out to Fieldwork Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Incorporated.
Yeah. Just send it all to them because now I live here. This is my life now. I think that's all that. That's all we need to talk about that.
All that noise.
Mm-hmm. Need to get out of here before I make any more trouble with everybody else. I'm going to try to make sure if there's anybody that still liked me before the show and that. Like, there's still a few holdouts. They're like, no, I like Mikey. No, I like what he does. I like what he brings to the show. We were like, no, man, I don't think you're listening right. I'm like, okay, but no, I like him. And then they listen to the episode. Yeah, you're right about that whole Mikey thing. Yeah, he's really not good. So, sorry for my remaining last fans. Sorry for this week, but it's over. I will now turn to just the editor and board guy of the show. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. Matt, what have you been drinking this week?
I went to lunch with Randy and Stacy.
What?
Both.
Was she rad?
Yes.
Wow.
Both previous show guests.
What's and, that lunch like?
So we went to the new Mad Duck.
How many times was lager brought up during that lunch? How many lager discussions were you like?
So we
I
had,
really like lagers. Me too.
So we had Citra and Dog Days, just kind of rounding out. I believe Randy had the tropical. I don't know if it was an IPA or a wheat, but he had the tropical or hopical.
Tropical wheat.
It was called hopical.
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 From who?
Mad Duck.
Oh, was it house brew?
Yeah.
House brew.
And then bring the pale back. I had a couple of those yesterday. Very noteworthy. Worth bringing back up again. Mm-hmm. That was a get fantastic that. Beer.
If you're in Fresno, get it.
That's a pop quizzer. If you're in Fresno or if you're in Singer.
Oh, they got it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they
have
I've
the
been
brewery. There. Been there. They got
pouring,
a good.
Are they pouring that hot
they have a good brewery cap.
I don't
brewery
know.
Cat there.
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
One you should know the answer
you're
to,
right,
obviously.
It's a good question.
They could look at Untapped. They have the menu.
Oh.
I found from Faction Brewing, they had their summer IPA in a can. So I picked up that beer. It was a little bit older, but it still tasted fantastic. So I was drinking that. New Glory, I found a can of their beer. It was called Hop Away Beach, and it was really good. And then the Alvarado had Summer, Summer, Summer. It was a double IPA. Found that at the MGA Clovis. So,
oh, Clovis. Oh, you're saying the MGA on the Loop doesn't have that?
They did, but they sold out of it.
Oh. Go to Clovis. Clovis doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Well,
if you want some good beer, go to Clovis because they still got it.
So we were talking about Russian River that day, and I happened to already be in Clovis. I was at the Sprouts, and I was like, oh, I'm right by MGA. I'll go check to see if they have Russian River. I get there, and he's like, the truck will be here in about an hour. And I was like, I can't wait here an hour.
Do you have like video games I can play for an hour? Do you have a giant Connect Four?
So I just bought whatever he had.
What am I supposed to do for an hour here, bro?
I just bought whatever he had on the shelf, which was the New Glory and the Alvarado. And there was another looking out for, it was the Metallica mock-up one that we talked about.
But
picked up one of those. So it was, yeah.
All right.
Those are some things I've been caught drinking.
Bearded Brewer 87.
Yep.
That's me. Nick. Nick.
Hi.
The Nick 80. The only Nick here.
Yeah, thank goodness. Two Nicks don't make it right. besides Pliny and Blind Pig.
Yeah, besides Pliny. So bored.
So bored. I had Motherland from Track 7. A rather sweet
Motherland
triple IPA. Not what I expected from Track 7. But, you know.
But
it'll get you there if you only got 1 hour to drink. And
Yeah.
Need to load it up and truck it. A Raspberry Goes from Claremont Craft Ales. Not too bad. Nice summertime day drinker. And apparently I didn't check in any more than that.
Ooh.
So must have been
check-in week.
Bad, yeah. Bad job. I think I had a 4-pack of Oneida. Oneida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Matt said, probably from May or June.
Yep.
It's all right.
Still drinking good.
Yeah. Their beers still drink fairly well, even if they're old, but you just know that that's not their intention, is to for you to drink their beer old. So that's where I feel like if I bought it, they'd just be like, why'd you do that?
Why
did the store let that happen? I'm just like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm in California, bro. I don't know what to do.
Wow. Holy crap. Going back to culture, New Belgium's Ranger IPA is coming back.
Yeah, that... Good old throwback.
About that.
Yeah, Ford brought their Ranger back, so New Belgium brought theirs.
That's right.
Ford Ranger's back?
Mm-hmm. Ford Ranger.
Can I get a brand new 2020 Ford Ranger?
That's right.
It's kind of what it was. It's
the 805 edition.
It's definitely oh, more of a mid-size.
So many 805 stickers.
It's definitely more of a mid-size truck.
They have a built-in 805 sticker.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Built-in light bar.
Yep.
There's a bottle opener on the driver's side fender.
Yeah, light bar standard. 805 sticker standard.
The worst thing though is it only comes in a 4-cylinder.
No
V6. No straight six.
Economy.
Gas.
Economy.
Gas mileage.
Aren't they making a Ranger Raptor?
California. What? Ranger Raptor.
I think they're making a Ranger Raptor.
Is that for Batman?
Yeah. Well, Raptor is their badass desert dueler truck. But they couldn't call it Raptor again, so now it's the Ranger Raptor. It's like double named. Something weird like that. Uh-oh, more beer.
Badass.
Badass. What? Wow. From those who bring you Eclipse.
I love gold.
Oh, I think this is a Wazoo Corvette beer.
Yeah, it
By
is.
The way, on our tailgate, we had a Wazoo Corvette beer from Moonraker. Very good. I accidentally opened it. Literally, I was like opening the
Air
plastic.
Quotes, accidentally.
The plastic four pack. I was just taking it out of the plastic, and I actually opened the beer while I was doing that. So
that was supposed to be a show beer. That was a really good.
Yeah, it was probably show beer, but we had it during the tailgate.
Holy smokes.
This is an inky black.
5050 is a brewery up there, up near the Tahoe area. Truckee Brewer.
Wow.
They are coveted for their stouts.
Yes.
They have some very important stouts.
The Eclipse series with the colored wax tops.
Right, different wax top colors.
Uh-huh. And you need the decoder ring to determine what barrel the stout was aged in.
So a very important stout brewer in California, at least. And this is a Totality Imperial Stout from them, and is in a can. I've never had a 50-50 in a can.
It's bitter. There's like a almost like a molasses sweetness in there too, or maybe like a brown sugar. It's weird. It's definitely thick on the mouthfeel. It's a little bit boozy, even though it's 9%. It feels like this is like a 10.5. Wow. But
this feels like you'd have to mortgage your yacht in Australia to purchase this beer.
Oh, you didn't see the percentage? Nobody saw the percentage?
Oh, yeah. Matt literally just said it.
Oh, you did?
It was like 9.5.
Yeah, it was 9.5.
Yeah. So I did see it.
Well, usually you get them, so. But
knew it.
Nailed it. No percentage. It's a good beer. Nick?
Very good.
Yeah.
I mean, completely Thumbs different up. From the Australian one we just had, but both. As far as like stouts I want to enjoy, that's what I want. Either something lighter, more medium colored, easy drinkable, or just this is just like totally like
let's get the ripped. Opposite.
Yeah, it's like
get ripped.
Yeah, straightforward.
50-50 knows how to stout it. Stout it out loud. Numat, are you on Untapped as a name that we can follow you? Are you secret on there?
I'm not very active on
it. Yeah. Well, it's all right. We can still follow you.
One of those lurkers.
Nice.
I don't even know how to find my name.
Perfect.
Well, are you signed in? Are you in there?
I am signed in.
Well, look at the press the little the blank man button on the top bottom right there.
Mm-hmm.
Look, yeah, press him. What's that guy? What's it say there? It
says Matthew.
Wow.
Now, what's it say below your picture?
Oh, blank man. Oh, Matthew Bolden. All together.
All right.
Wow.
That's your name on there? Yeah. Below your picture, that's what it says, Matthew Bolden? Mm-hmm. All right. So, look for him. Did you check in? I'm going to guess you didn't use it this week.
You're absolutely check in something. Right.
When's your last check-in?
Actually was in Australia.
Oh, nice. Where were you at?
I was at Four Pines Brewing Company.
All right, Four Pines.
Not Lone Pine?
Do you remember that tap room?
I do. It was actually, it's pretty nice. The sucky thing about that brewery is they were bought out by a bigger brewery.
Oh, no.
Same thing happens over there.
buy out beer.
I don't think it's like a
brewery.
It's like not a super big brewery that bought them out, but it was a bigger brewery that bought them out. But this place is really neat. It's like multiple levels.
Oh, I don't see that too much.
Yeah. And it still had a small brewery in there, but I feel like a lot of their beer comes from somewhere else.
Because
they had a lot of beer, different, like a lot of variety. It's like, you can't get that out of the little tiny brew house you got in there.
Hey, bros. Yeah. There's no way you're pulling that back there.
No way.
No eyebrows. They're like, yeah, you're right. You caught us, you Yankee. now you're going to have to die.
Yeah, so that was the last beer I checked.
All right. there any other tap rooms you remember in Australia where like, oh, this is cool. Like, this place is cool. Like, I want to do it this way. Or just like, yeah, it's same as States.
Yeah, Yulee's, that like this one here, Yulee's Brews, uh-huh. was cool. They started as a vegan restaurant actually, huh. and then they're like, oh, I'm bored of vegan food, let's start a brewery.
Bored.
But they had a really neat. You actually can go and sit above the bar, so okay. like you go up these stairs and you're like above the bar, so the bar's like down here. Well, mm-hmm. we can see that. And then the brewery's all on the right side. So
okay.
you're up about tank level at the top of the tank. Right. So that's kind of neat. Just cool. see the whole, looking down on the whole brewery. So that was a neat one. Everything else is like pretty standard warehouse district kind of mm-hmm. industrial brewery.
Yeah.
And the most like California one was this brewery called Sauce, which is called Sauce Brewing Company.
Sauce.
And that's the one that had the Cascadian Dark Ale, by the way. But it had like a really cool
Dark Ale.
Outdoor beer garden-y kind of vibe. It yeah. felt like home to me at Tioga. It was like really similar, like that same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest was just pretty basic. Like can only do a brewery so many ways, I feel like. Or you could do like Mike Hess and have that. That's like one of my favorite style. Have you ever been to that one?
I haven't been to Mike Hess one. What do they do?
Well, you walk in the front door, and the brewery is like in the basement.
Okay.
And so you walk along this like bridge over mm-hmm. the brewery.
Oh, wow.
It's so cool.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like how I would want to do it. So like put the brewery down below.
Mm-hmm. It'd
be
mm-hmm.
easier to keep things cool anyway, cooler. And you're just walking over the brewery. Damn. And then the bar, there's a bar on the back end of the building. And then there was also another bar downstairs, but I'm not sure. I think they opened it up like overflow type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's super neat. So floor level or street level above the brewery. Pretty neat.
Nice. Never heard about that being in a basement.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right down the street from like Belching Beaver down there in San Diego. Mm-hmm. That one of the Belching Beaver.
Yeah, it's North Park. Yeah.
North Park. That's yep. where it's at. Yeah.
God, somehow yeah. I missed that.
I remember stumbling across that there. We went to a place called like Bar Pink when I was down there with a friend, and we were kind of discovering a few different places in North Park. And I remember walking by it. It's like, oh, what's this place? Oh, it's closed. But yeah, you look in it and you just see like the top third of a tank, mm-hmm. like as you're like staring at it. And then, but yeah, it was just like this catwalk, this yep. bridge that takes you back into the place. That
so cool.
Yeah.
That's how I'd want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I just had some Uinta Hop Nosh this week.
Oh.
And I also went to the new, a second time to the new Northwest Mad Duck and had the same beer as I had before. No, actually, I had their IPA, which I hadn't had for quite a while. And it's fine. You know, adequate.
Mm-hmm.
You're there for the atmosphere as much as anything else. The guest taps were the same still. None of the kegs have blown yet. So if anyone's in the local Fresno area, could you try and drink through some of those guest taps so they can change over and then be something interesting that I'd want to have?
More lagers.
Yeah, more lagers. We don't have the time.
We just need to get more craft people in there. I see.
It's a lot of neighborhood people.
The sentence I'm about to say was very contradictory because it's like the day drinkers. And I was like, I have to realize I was also there day drinking.
Those day drinkers. You're sitting there all day drinking. Like, those fucking day drinkers that come in here.
The day drinkers I was there with, they were, a couple of them were drinking the Coors Light, the Michelobes, and the Bud Lights, which wasn't helping rotate the draft handles. No.
They have a little, I noticed that the last time I was there, I had a seating where I could see what they had mm-hmm. underneath the bar. I was like, oh shit, they have bottles under there. Yep. I didn't realize that. It was all fucking Michelob Ultras. And,
when I was also there for lunch, there was like some highway patrolmen and some like people from work.
So, getting fucked up.
So they were just getting their iced teas. And I was like, well, I'm like, that doesn't help.
Long Island.
You're not helping.
Yeah.
You guys aren't helping.
They were Long Island iced
teas. Woo. I was like, people are drunk.
It's like, if you're not going to drink beer,
don't get drunk.
If we're not going to drink beer at 11 a.m., go across the street to Taco Bell. Come on.
Yeah, go to Taco Bell. This is a place for you guys to just hang out and be cool.
Yeah.
It's a place for drinking.
Mad hey. Duck's now a dive bar, huh?
Yeah, yep.
Hey, you guys, get the fuck out of here if you're not drinking, all right? Some place for that.
Kamikaze shots, 2-for-1, yeah. Bro.
Hey, get these guys some shots. Get these guys, those guys over there, get them some shots.
What's the place on Blackstone? The Brig. That's the 6 a.m. to 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Man, Reps is gone. No more Reps. It's down to the Brig.
Ooh, what about Stardust?
Stardust, I don't know.
Where are they still there? What's going on?
Might be. I haven't been down that far.
They gotta still be there. They're always there.
I haven't been to the... I've been to... is it Slicks? That's the one on Shaw by Porta Subs.
Does every dive bar have that kind of name? Stardust, Slicks.
It's either... I don't think it's Nick's. I think it's Slicks.
The other bar. Slicks other like bar.
Shaw and Brawley? Or,
yeah, right.
That's Slicks.
That's Slicks. I've been there. And it lived up to what it was. It was like, all right, everybody do a shot of Jameson. I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm just going to stick to a
Coors Light. Fuck you. You're in my bar. You do a shot of Jameson right now, bro.
But then I haven't been to the one closest to my house, which is on Shaw and Marks. I thought it was called Ewell's, but I guess it's called Yule's.
Oh, okay. Ewell's.
Ewell's. That's how it's spelled.
Did you seriously go around down like, have you ever been to Ewell's?
That's how it's spelled.
I know, but come on.
Yeah. Yule's is not the kind of place.
No, that's the thing. It's just like the only thing you can see is it's all tinted out windows and it's all must be 21 and over. Here's our hours. And that's all you,
that's
like,
that's all you need. That's all you need.
Here's our hours. We don't close.
Yeah. And I was like, this has to be pretty promising if you walk inside.
Oh,
but
yes.
I've been to the bar and the other bar. And I've been to some dive bars. Wow. I know what to expect.
Right. Okay. You ever been to the office on Shields?
Ooh.
No.
Whew, I've been there. You're been getting, there. How about Nick's across the street?
That's
from
where
the
Nick's
office
is. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Bring if you have a concealed weapon license, you might want to go ahead and use it. At that
somebody
bar.
Got shot there. Yeah. I've been to that Mike's Pizzeria when the kitchen was closed. That was interesting.
Oh, they got a cool bar down there.
They have a good lounge in Mike's Pizzeria. Yeah.
Mike's Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good. I would recommend that lounge actually. Just saying. I didn't know we were going to get into a dive bar discussion, but I like it.
What about the pool table one?
They're all got pool tables, bro.
No.
You don't have a dive bar unless you got a pool
table. Paradise, right by Paradise Slicker.
Oh, Victor's Cove.
Victor's Cove.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Oh boy.
Yeah, Victor's Cove.
For all your underage drinking needs.
I remember Victor's Cove. So much fun.
Cheers is fading on us.
Yeah, it's like I can't take any more of this show.
Neither can we.
Feel free to call us at The Perfect Pour at 492-559-492-0542 and let us know your favorite dive bar. Give us the setting. Give us the feel.
Give us some dive bar stuff. Cheers always to our golden gods of The Perfect Pour. Bam, 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 bam. Golden gods of The Perfect Pour. They give us money. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. No other show is this idiotic with their hosts.
What?
And I'm talking about me. Patreon.com/perfectpour. That's a place where you can go and donate money to the show. And you believe right now, you're like, how could people give these guys money? They do.
We don't understand it either.
we don't get it either, but they do, and they're awesome. And we need to give thanks to those people because they give us the money, and we make great success with it. Mm. So if you want to be one of those golden gods, you can do it. You just got to cough it up, man. You got to give us that money. Make sure that credit card goes through.
That's right.
So thanks, everyone. Thanks, Vern. Vern submitted us in like some sort of podcasting like awards thing.
Wow.
Or an article or some sort. Okay. I looked into it and I was like, kind of confused by it, but the point is like Vern's submitting us to things like not enough people like vote for us for things. And Vern's out there doing it. So this is the kind of stuff we want. You know, using your power on your own social media for the greater good of the Perfect Board. That's really what you need to get up in the morning for and think about. Wow. So thanks everyone for listening to this show and for dealing with me. Matt, do you have any cheers? Classic Matt. You're classic Matt now.
No, just kidding. Cheers out to House of Pendragon. I was there last night and they had their 5th anniversary of pub quiz. So,
wow.
That was pretty fun.
We're the leader. They're the leaders in pub quiz.
Yeah. They have consistently held it down.
Has your pub quiz team ever won?
No.
Wow, man. What's going on? Guys got to get some better recruiting going.
In the second round, we were in third place. So we did the best we ever did. We planned it out to where we got enough people there that would like we could probably get at least 7 questions out of everything answered out of each round had 10.
So. Give us an example of a pub quiz question.
Yeah, yeah.
So here was one that they did. So Jeff on average drinks 3 20-ounce chalices per quiz. He's been doing the quiz for 5 years. How many gallons of beer has he drank?
Wow.
And so on average, he did 50 a year. Or yeah, 50 quizzes a year.
Oh, 50 quizzes a year.
So 50 quizzes times 60 ounces divided by 128. And that came out to 117 gallons, which is about 4 barrels of beer he has drank in the 5 years that he's done pub quiz.
Wow.
Yeah, come on, man. Step it up.
On average, he had 3.
On average. It's so there was a 19, really maybe 5,
but the owner was there. So, of course, well, the owner was there. It was 3.
Well, the owner's here. Oh, yeah.
Only 3 guys. Good, yeah.
Carry professional, very professional.
So that would be a quiz, or that'd be a question, or they'll just have random stuff. You'd be like, "These are 3 albums from a band. Name the band." And the first question at every round, that was
they didn't write all the songs.
That was one of them, and it was like a group named see, after the
it.
Insects.
I got it. I'm already.
It's on a group with an insect name, and he gave like a rough title or like a rough song lyric.
Scorpions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Scorpions.
He definitely favors a lot of stuff from the 80s. Okay, so.
Oh, great. We sent Mikey off. Damn it. I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Do you see the microphones in the air? Do you see them? Do you see them? Sorry.
I don't know.
Scorpion's live reference.
The Wind of Change.
The Wind of Change. That's all you cheers.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, don't let Klaus derail you, bro.
To the magic of the morning.
Sorry, I should just shut up. Nick, do you have any cheers?
Hi.
Do you have any pub quiz questions for us? Can you give us a live pub quiz question right now? Do it. Come on. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What was the year of the car of the enemy that Milner raced down Paradise Road at the end of the legendary movie American Graffiti? The year of the car.
Oh, jeez.
54. I want to say 54.
You sure you want to go with that answer?
57?
You sure you want to go with that answer?
68?
You were close to the first time.
Oh, 59?
Less closer.
52?
Try one more than your first answer.
For 53?
No, one more. No, one less.
55?
There you go.
55.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Yeah. Black car guy or yellow car guy?
Black car guy. Falfa's car.
Yeah.
Falfa's 55 Chevy.
That was from a real event that happened in George Lucas's life.
Wow.
From Modesto High.
Based on a true story. Huh?
That drag race like somebody actually lost their life in drag race while they're in high school, and that was from an actual event.
Well, now I feel bad for posting that question.
Yeah, come on, bro. Jeez. Too soon. Come on. More right. Cheers, Nick. I don't know what I'm sorry. I'm killing the show. I'm trying to secretly kill the show.
Perfect.
Because
you're noticed. Over it? You want to retire and drink lagers?
Apparently. We'll retire and just drink lagers, man. Jeez. All these IPAs and these pails. Enough already.
I got to cheer Zach's Brewing for two reasons. Number one, they are now a verified venue on Untappd.
Whoa.
Therefore, you can get your Zach's badge.
Oh, they got a Zach's badge. Drink
at Zach's Brewing.
Yeah.
And two, Zach's and Pine and Palm got to brew with Drake's Brewing Company last week.
Wow.
Look for the
East Bay's Drake's. Yeah. Wow, sounds important.
Probably going like to happen gonna, at
Who's going to be the primary... Who's going to get the beer primarily? Because it seems like whenever there's a collab, one brewery gets like more of it, and the other brewery is just like, I don't think we're going to get any of that.
Wow. So I'm guessing the one with the most money.
The one where they actually put beer in the fermenters at. So that would be Zach's?
Sounds like Drake's is going to handle that.
Oh, they went to Drake's.
They went to Drake's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, then Drake's is going to get it. Hopefully we'll get some of that.
Yeah.
There's rumors that there's going to be some Drake's involvement in the show, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Not all the
That's
cheers?
That's my cheers.
Yeah. New Matt, you have some cheers? You have more? Any closing thoughts? Sure. Is the show just as rinky-dink as you suspected it would be?
I feel like, what am I going to listen to now on Friday?
You're like, been there.
It's like, I already heard all this.
Now our downloads are going to go way down. You're just like, nope, not downloading that. Been there.
It's about the same.
Just know that even though you were here and you experienced it, you'll still listen back and catch things that you didn't hear.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm. You're like, boy, Mikey talked over a lot more than I thought he did.
The whole time.
Yeah, he's like talking the whole time.
That's definitely something I catch each week. I said what? I was like, that's very good of myself.
Wow, that was a very good retort that no one else picked up on.
But cheers to you guys. Thanks for having me
on. Thanks.
Thanks for having our rhubarb. Thanks for letting
me blab about Australia and whatnot.
Yeah. Thank you for having that information. Yes. I don't think we've had that before.
Cool. Cheers to Louis.
Yes.
Louis was bigger than you expected.
He was very, very much bigger than
You thought Louis is a lap dog, and he is not a lap dog. He just thinks he's a lap dog.
Yep.
I'm a lap dog, guys.
Trust me, I fit.
Oh, yeah. I fit. Oh, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it all. Yeah. Pilsners and all. Lagers, pilsners, whatever, man. Whatever you like, doesn't matter. It's beer. It's craft beer, and it's fun. And thanks for joining us. Have a great week. Be safe. Because I worry about our listeners out there during the week. I'm just like, I hope everyone's being safe. But have fun, though. Don't be just like the whole week, just like, I'm safe. Honey, I'm being safe. Like, no, have a little fun. But check your dates. For all you do that, check your dates. And then, hey guys, don't be driving.
Wow.
Scotty B. Colin.
Just pull one from last week and throw it
in. Yeah, I'll just throw in an old Scotty B. Nobody will know the difference.
These suckers that listen to this show.